Hello. My name's Maria Menendez. I'm filling in for Julie Ashton. You're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. We're sitting down with a very sexy siren, a tasty tart, delicious little redhead named Justine Jolie, who you may be familiar with.
Oh, aren't you saucy this morning? You are very, very saucy today. I like that. Thank you. You're very sweet.
You bring it out in me. Justine has had, you've had a long career in the adult industry. You've been around for maybe about 3 or 4 years. How long have you been here?
I've been here for a while.
A while.
Yeah. A while. I like it here.
Yes. You've done a lot in this industry. You started out, you know, you've been through many reincarnations, shall we say. Started out as I remember I first saw you were named Swan and you were blonde.
Yes, I was.
And you were doing Barely Legal movies and you were.
Oh, did you see them?
Yes, I did.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Dude, I remember the first Barely Legal movie I did too, because Clive was awesome. I actually shot with Clive McClane. And my first video that I ever did was a three-girl scene. I'd never even done girl-girl at this point. It was a three-girl scene. Wow. They threw me in with Bunny Love and Pixie. And, dude, seriously, like, oh, it was freaky because I'd never done two girls at once, let alone, you know, it was scary. And then I was doing the whole little, you know. I was packing the boxes, and then all of a sudden, bounce, chicka, wow. We all get it on, you know. Literally, we were packing the boxes, and all of a sudden, oops, I fell into your boob.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Sounds excellent. So, but you'd done girls before you got into porn.
Yeah, yeah, I'd done girls before I got into porn. In fact, one of my best stories is the fact that I worked at a Jack in a Box in a certain part of the country. And yeah, one of the strippers at 5 a.m. when she got off work. Sorry, one of the strippers at 5 a.m. when she got off work, she took me home, which was nice. My first girl-girl experience. All I was dinner for her and her girlfriend. So,
that sounds very tasty. So you are like, I
not
think
like you though.
You can have me later. You're known for doing only girl, girl. Like that's, you've never done boys on film.
Yeah.
Do you plan to at any time?
No, I don't plan on doing boys on film. I like girls too much. It's not worth it, you know?
You found something you like and you're sticking to it.
Damn Skippy, like fucking white on rice.
Well, you're known for being, I don't know, maybe the best lay in porn. Like, I know that I started crushing on you years ago. Like, I first...
You're making me blush, darling.
I started working in a porn shop when I was 18, and I started coming across your books. First, I came across your Spawn stuff. Then I came across your Glamour stuff for Andrew Blake. And I was like, damn, this girl is unfucking believable. And what ways is like, A, you're a gorgeous girl, but mostly, like, you like to fuck girls. Like,
I do. Yeah. No, it's not an act. I'm not gay for pay. I really like women. I really, really, really like women, as you found out.
Yes. Yes. I most definitely found out. Well, you just, I don't know. What do you say? How do you get in and connect with your co-star? Like, how do you get in and just make them want you?
You know, I don't know, but this is how I really like to play it, which is a girl who's never done a girl-girl scene, which I've been doing a lot lately. I let the girl run this scene so that she's comfortable. Like, I don't want to do anything. We also discuss what limits are before you know, begin sex, which is like, you know, are you into spitting, choking, smacking, spanking, you know, hair pulling, stuff like that. Like, you discuss it before you go because you don't want to, like, you know, spit in a girl's mouth and then have her go, oh my God, you're a fucking freak, I gotta go. So yeah, you just, you know, you gotta discuss it with your girl first, and then pretty much it goes from there, honestly, because when they feel like they're calling the shots, they know that they're in control and they can do anything that they like. So generally they relax a little bit more and it's easier to, you know, find that G-spot and go for it.
Yeah, because normally when I see you in a scene, you've got some girl pinned down and you're just making her, like, you know, be a slave to the orgasm.
Yeah, I know. But did you see Kimberly Kane discovered that she had a G-spot recently?
Oh.
Oh, thanks to me. I was like, literally when she got up, she's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, sit down. You're not supposed to be standing right now. She's like, I'm lightheaded. Found your G-spot, didn't I?
Yes.
She threw the gauntlet down, though, so come on. And every girl, like, a lot of girls have told me, oh, I don't really, you know, kind of like girls, but I don't really know what to do. And that's the other one that I get, whether they're new or, you know, I really like girls, but I don't know if, you know, I'm really picky about the girls that I like. And so generally they relax a little around me and I can go for it. I'm doing the dance right now because it's one of the little things that I like to do. I just love to hold girls down and fuck the crap out of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing in the world. Fuck, I, half the time I wonder if I should get my paycheck back.
That's what makes you a great performer. That's I recommend that people find you at justinejolie.com.
Yes, justinejolie.com. And it's new and improved. In fact, we update 5 days a week now. Two updates of photos, and then the rest of the week is all video, including a video diary. We're setting up an RSS feed soon. I'm going to be very, very happy about that. We're changing the whole format. It's already changed enough as it is. Like, we changed it from HTML to PHP, so it operates on your system a little bit better and loads faster. So, yeah.
All right.
You guys got to check it out.
Jump in right there, because you just did the thing that made me, like, I thought you were hot. Like, when I met you, I thought you were hot and you were a cool chick. And then all of a sudden, you just nerd out. Like, I'm like, what the hell's an RSS feed? Like, I have no idea.
It's like a news feed, but I want to put a spin on it. I want it to be a voice RSS feed. So it's me talking to you, telling you what's new in my world today.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Sounds like fun for and those, exciting.
Yeah, for those who are like obsessed and have my website as their homepage. There are quite a few people who do, by the way. I've like been at conventions and stuff, and people have told me, "Your webcam is my screensaver. I watch you." And I'm like, that's awesome. At least I know there's a reason why I pay for it. Okay.
Does it ever get weird, you know, being, I mean, you operate a really high-tech, really great website, and you have a lot going on. Does it ever make you feel like, how does it make you feel, you know, the fact that you do have a webcam in your house? Like, I've been over. And
Yeah. You actually turned the webcam towards us. It was like, well, no. Sometimes it's a little weird. I have friends who come over, and they're like, is that a camera? Is it on us right now? And I'm like, actually, it is a camera. And no, it's not. It's turned off. So, yeah, sometimes it's a little weird. And the majority of the time, I just don't care. And besides, it hasn't been up for a little while because we're having a problem with the feeds. Apparently, it doesn't load half the time. And that's part of the reason why I changed my site and converted it. Is so I wanted things to load faster. I wanted it to be able to be compatible with everyone's system as opposed to just loading on my Mac. And, you know, I want to make it user-friendly for everybody. Because I think about the consumer. Personally, I really do. I think about the consumer. If I'm fucking clicking through the goddamn site and it's not loading for some reason, I'm going to be pissed as the consumer. And I'm going to want to call in. So I want to make it a little bit easier. And we're trying to work with the company to get them to, you know, reprogram some of it. And they're kind of giving me hassle because I'm the only one who's requesting that they reprogram it, right? And it's like, they're like, well, it's tried and true, except for you.
Yeah, you are... The nerdiness, man. It's one of the things, like, people look at you, that you look at, find Justine Jolie all over the internet, all over your video stores, and you have this, like, glamorous image. Like, you start out, you're known as the glamour girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're very much the glamour girl. But as you get to know you, like, first time I came over, I think we ended up watching anime all night.
We actually did, and I remember you were like, oh my god, you have Ninja Scroll, the special edition. And I pull out the comic book that came with it, and oh yeah, no, I'm a nerd.
Yes.
I like being a nerd.
Not only sexy, but very, very nerdy.
I also just bought a brand new phone too, speaking of nerdiness. Brand new phone that is MP3 player, MP4 player, PDA, and cell phone all in one, and it licks my balls in the morning.
Wow. Gotta get one of those. Holy crap. All right. So I want to talk about how you got into porn, because I
just want to keep watching your lips. Yeah, keep doing it.
Oh, I want to know is that you said something about before you got into porn, you were a makeup artist in Hungary?
Yeah.
Was that before you started doing hardcore porn, or how did that all happen?
Actually, I got into porn originally because of a photographer and his girlfriend found me working in the Glendale Galleria here in California. So that's how that got started. That's actually how I got in. He turned me over to an agent. Like, you know, the ball started rolling. And then after that, I met this photographer. And obviously, we were snogging and, you know, finding everywhere to have sex and, you know, just general tomfoolery. So, he got offered a really good opportunity by a photographer here in the United States to go over to Budapest, since we know so many people, and in Prague, basically to photograph girls who can't get over here with visas and give them USD. So we would have a constant flow of nothing but, you know, photos. And so I decided, you know, instead of paying for a makeup artist, and all the makeup artists over there kind of suck. So I did all the makeup because Charles was very happy with the way that I did the makeup, my then boyfriend. So that's how I got started with the makeup. And then I came back and I liked it so much, I actually went to school and I graduated top of my class. So I was really happy about that. I was really, really, and that's how I got into the makeup is, you know, my ex-boyfriend, really.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was still working as a model too in between all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like even doing, you know, I was literally flying back and forth to do Andrew Blake movies and stuff like that. And I was still just having a blast. So.
Yeah. You're most known for your Andrew Blake stuff. And
I'm soon to be known for the L.A. project known as Drive by Dick Avery.
Yes, that's actually what I was about to get into. So Richard Avery is a, I guess, a well-known photographer in this industry. And he...
I love Dick.
Yes. Don't we all? And he's a well-known photographer, and he shoots a lot of the stuff for Julieland.com.
Yes, he does.
And he's just got offered by Penthouse to make his first movie. And from what I understand is that this movie is basically all wrapped around you.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're not sure what I do. We're not sure whether I'm a hooker, whether... Because you never see money pass hands, but I'm doing all these hits. Like, I get calls from girls that go and shag them different places everywhere all over L.A. So... I hope it's in L.A. we don't exactly know what I'm doing in the movie yet. But all I do is I meet up with girls and I watch them have sex. And I have sex with, I've had sex with Charlie Lane, Zoe Britton, Kelly Marie.
Celeste Starr, I think?
Celeste Starr. And she was the first one. And oh, is she multi-orgasmic? She's a lot like you. Got to chase her around a little. Which I loved. And it was an amazing movie. I'm in a cab the whole time. I'm talking on the phone. I got to use my sexy new phone that I was telling you about.
The one that licks the balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Which made me really happy. I was very happy that Dick allowed me to use my phone. So I know that sounds gay, but I'm a nerd, so I gotta have the phone. And I loved working with Dick. He was amazing. He was very, very amazing. I was very surprised. For a first-time director, I expected a lot of things to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he is streamlined, ready to go the entire time. He had us running on schedule every single minute of the day, and I loved it. I thought it was amazing. So he was more organized than most directors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he tells me that you were the devil, and that he was taking notes on how to have sex with girls during this entire project.
I'm blushing.
You are not. For those of you listening, Justine is not blushing.
I don't know what to say.
All right.
Was he really taking notes? Fuck. So like, yeah. Oh.
I don't know. What projects are you thinking you're most proud of? I mean, like,
outside of the Andrew Blake, the LA project or Drive, depending on what it's going to be called when it gets done. Those have honestly been my favorite projects. And Andrew Blake, only because he got us drunk on set and he flew us to foreign countries. And the reason I like Dick so much is the fact that, you know, we were all over L.A. It was night shoots. I adored the night shoot. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just adored the night shoots. It was awesome. I was going to bed at like 6 in the morning and getting up at like 2 in the afternoon and then working until like, you know, 4 in the morning. It was awesome.
So, like, what turns you on? You know, obviously, like, the seediness of night sex in the back of taxi cabs. But
yeah.
What else gets your motor running?
Let's see. Sexy lips, smart and funny. Yeah. Hot little body. All these things that Maria has.
All right.
I mean, literally, a good smile, good sense of humor, and being able to make fun of yourself, that's what's really, really sexy. And a lot of girls can, but some girls just can't, you know, they can't make fun of themselves. They're like, my favorite is like, you know, girls will be looking at a guy or something, walk into a wall, and they're like, oh, I didn't do that. You're like, you're a dipshit, just like the rest of us. Take it and, you know, that's what really turns me on as girls, just being nerdy, really.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a turn on.
The nerdiness. Now, are we talking like D&D nerd? Are we talking magic? Are we talking hours
of video everything.
Game?
Yeah, the whole thing. Like D&D, like, you know. What else? There's D&D, anime, S&M. I like it all. Like literally the entire gamut. I love it all. There's nothing that, you know, turns me off unless there's like a whole lot of butt fucking involved.
So you're not down with the A?
I am with toys and fingers as long as the person's Jenna. Like, we had this discussion, so I know. Like, Tristan Taramino, any day of the week.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that girl to, just to meet her.
Oh, I want to be my date when she comes over.
I would love to be your date. Man, so, God, you do so much. Like, just being in a room with you, like, I get distracted. I'm like, what do I talk to you about? This beautiful young
thing.
I
just want to have sex. Like, I'm horny. I haven't been laid in a couple days, so. And I keep looking at you as you're, like, crisscrossing your legs and putting those long things over the chair. It's just like, God damn, just wrap them around me.
I will, Monday night.
Okay.
So what is next? Like, what do you – you've done so much, and you're such an intelligent, great, you know, smart, highly sexually attractive girl. What can you do next? I mean, you're tearing up every single piece of hot ass here in L.A. You're running a fabulous website, and you're running it yourself, which yes. blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, like, I'm completely running my site on my own. I did have a webmaster, and it didn't – I've had several webmasters, actually. And it didn't work out with them, so it's just much better for me to do my own site. I bought I forgot the name of the software, actually, but it's free software that allows you to create a blog site and RSS feeds, and it's what sites are moving more towards, mm-hmm. because eventually I'm going to have VOD. Eventually I'm going to have, you know, there's a lot of new things coming to the site. There's already a lot of stuff there, but we're building a lot more. Like, what you see now is only a fourth of what's really coming, and what's mm-hmm. really coming is you're going to get daily updates, daily video updates. You're going to be able to buy VOD completely separate from the site. You can shop in my store. I run the whole thing myself for one reason and one reason only. It's because it makes it better and I get to keep all the profit. And all the software is free. I have a really good hosting company. They're the reason actually I'm still up and running and why I make, you know, mm-hmm. at least some money with it is because they've been very helpful. I paid a buttload of money for my stupid merchant account. That is honestly the two most difficult things is to find a good hosting company and to find a good processor that's not going to rape you up the ass with no lube. Like, seriously, a lot of the girls that I talk to, they're paying 14.29%. I, on the other hand, am paying 13.29%. That's what the bank takes directly off the top. That's the thing. Like, in order to deal with porn, the bank takes a huge percentage off the top because of the fact that porn is so high risk. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what you do, as a porn business, you will always be high risk. They will always take anywhere from 12 to 15%. Just off the top of everything that you make. Wow. As far as gross, yeah. And then the hosting company costs money because obviously you have to pay them every month. But I have one of the most secure servers in all of porn. They have dealt with more things and are more experienced at being a host, as being a hosting company for porn mm-hmm. than any other hosting company out there.
Plug away.
That would be DHD Media and also GET, which is Global Electronic Technologies. Mm-hmm. That's the merchant company. Any of you people out there looking for, you know, any models out there or anyone who is looking to start a website, if you want a merchant account and you need a good hosting company, you know, DHD Media and Global Electronic Technologies is definitely the way to go. Yeah.
And your website is Justine Jolie, the one with all this
JustineJolie.com.
fabulous technology. You said before we went on air, you said that you were going to start feature dancing.
I am going to start feature dancing. I'm actually in the process of learning a routine. I was going to dance locally at a nightclub just to, you know, get my chops up. I was, but then I met the nightclub owner last night and he kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So I'm just going to go learn and then go out on the road. So,
wow. Yeah. So what are you going to do in your show? I mean, have you ever danced before?
Professional ballet for 15 years, but other than, I mean, it doesn't really translate into stripping though, so no. Belly dancing, ballet, taekwondo, like I've done it all because I was a very active kid. I swam and all this other stuff. So I'm looking to get active again, I think, and I really love dancing. It's something I've always wanted to do, mm-hmm. and the fact that I'm a chicken shit, which you don't realize is that this is a huge step for me because I'm scared to be on stage. Out of the 15 years that I was on ballet, I did 2 recitals. And the only reason I did those 2 recitals is because each time my mom said, if you don't do this, I will never put you in another ballet class again, ever.
Wow.
Yeah, so I did them because I wanted to go back to ballet next year. I wasn't going to fight her, you know, and she only did it twice, so.
Yeah.
Out of 15 years. So I'm scared. I'm looking forward to it because there's going to be a Moulin Rouge theme and then there's going to be an Alibaba theme. And for all you sci-fi nerds, there's going to be a Ghost in the Shell theme, which I'm really excited about. That's the, like, one nerdy thing. I'm, like, wanking it over myself, so. I'm sick, dude. I'm so sick.
I don't know. Me being a nerd, I'm like, you want to do a Ghost in the Shell strip show? Like, I'm already, you know, heading to this, heading to the bank for $1 bills. I'm like, okay. Give me a stack of 51s.
Oh, I love you. I can also put lube on the end of the stage for you, too.
Ooh. Don't get me started. So I think it's interesting that you're the devil in front of the camera. You turn the fucking camera on and you are just this ball of sexual energy and you destroy these women. And yet you're afraid to step up on a stage and take some clothes off and shake your ass and spin around a pole. Like,
well, okay, it's different. It's different. You know, it's different having sex with a girl in front of 10 people as opposed to you now have to entertain 50.
Mm-hmm.
Having sex in front of 10 people, I do that all goddamn day long. Get the standing ovations at the end, the whole nine. Like, that sounds fantastic to me.
And you do get standing ovations, I would like to point that out.
Once in a while.
Yeah, I think you're like the only person in porn I know that gets standing ovations.
Uh-oh. Kimberly Kane, too. In fact, I was the one who gave it to her. dude, I was watching her sex scene. It was the hottest thing I've seen in forever. Anyway, moving on. What were we talking about? Because now
dancing on stage.
Yeah, the whole sexual energy. I'm sitting here playing with my hair because I'm really nervous.
You can just take your clothes off if you want to get more comfortable.
Okay. Yay!
Unfortunately, we don't have webcams. This is only radio, and they can't hear about your succulent young breasts, pink nipples.
My, really? My, oh my. And see, and she says that I'm the sexual ball of energy, really.
Hey, I'm just a pervert. Lech.
Lech. No, I love tearing girls up on film. And yes, I am a chicken shit. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very scared. Looking at your pole terrifies me because there's a dancer's pole in here. And lets me know that I'm going to be up on one of those bitches soon. It really is just different acting in front of or having sex mm-hmm. in front of 10 people as opposed to entertaining an entire crowd. Because it could go either way. It could go really well, or they could hate you and boo you off the stage, which that's what I'm really scared of.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I doubt that'll happen. I have a hard time imagining that. I mean, you are GlamourCon Girl of the Year.
Yeah, GlamourCon Girl of the Year 2006. And yay! I'm so stoked because I mean that helps me with, you know, tables and stuff, and it's really exciting because they're really picky. And this year they decided to do everything online, and I was neck and neck with this other girl, and I was just happy I won.
How what is GlamourCon and how do you be Girl of the Year?
GlamourCon started out originally as for Playboy, mm-hmm. believe it or not, for all the Playboy models to go and to be able to sell their product, and so that fans could actually meet them and you know get to know them on a personal level. And so that's what GlamourCon is all about. It's for the fans to come and enjoy and get to meet you and on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's what it's all about, meeting the fans, getting out there and licking every girl I can get a hold of when they come up to my table. I do.
I 100% believe it. So let's see. What have we talked about today? We've talked about, God damn, you're good in bed.
you're better.
Wow. Thank you. That's actually the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You're awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Distracting. I'm trying to do a radio show here, Justine.
Oh, I know, but you covered in sweat was the best thing ever.
Richard Avery is shaking his head. He knew.
Oh, he's red. Check it out. Dick is red. I love it. I embarrassed Dick.
Yes.
And you're starting to turn colors yourself there, darling. It's creeping up from your chest.
Yeah, I'm thinking
I
about
didn't
what.
No girls could blush that deep.
I'm thinking about what you did to me last time we hung out. Okay, so we've talked about how fucking amazing you're in bed. The fact that you've got a lot of great movies and mm-hmm. you've got a lot of great stuff coming out.
Why, thank you.
The Richard
thank
Avery
you.
Project. Do you have any other movies that are new and exciting and fabulous that we should look for?
Drive.
Drive.
From Dick. Drive from Mr. Richard Avery. And anything new that's coming out on my site, like literally all the videos that I have that are new that are coming out right now, they're all on my site.
Justine Jolie. Is that
.com. Yeah, JustineJolie.com.
Can you find it with, how do you spell it?
JustineJolie.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. You got a lot of great advice, and I'm so happy to have you here today. You got you, people got to look out for you because you got dancing coming up.
I know, dude.
Your website's going to explode.
Don't forget that not only am I dancing, I'm doing my website. I'm also doing comic cons and I'm everywhere. So, just keep an eye out for me, guys, because I'll be at either a comic con near you or Glamour Con or at a local strip club. So just keep an eye out.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. My name is Maria Menendez, filling in. Got to thank Justine Jolie. And hey, listen to the next one.
I love you.
I love you too. We got great interviews coming up. So check us out. Thanks.